the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater. Coldwater Cardinal Basketball is on the air.
Power inside, Eddie kick it out to a streaking Stempien along the baseline.
Great play by Jordan Eddie. Great job by Luke Stempien to finish it off.
Yeah, White forces up a shot off the heel. Rebound Gillette. High off the glass and good on the putback.
Nice hustle there by Gillette.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill. Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Branch County Abstract and Title. Hewley's Jewelry. Drew's Place of Coldwater. Haylett Auto and RV. Kellogg Community College. McDonald's of Branch County. Meyer. Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha. OmniSource. Heinz Behavioral Health. Rainbow Motor Sales. Union Pallet and Container. Warner Oil Company. And Willow's Bar and Grill.
Brady Duke finding Grant Maurer for three.
He hits it. Grant Maurer with a huge three.
Cardinals win 58-56 in OT. And warm greetings from Coldwater High School for the first time in this basketball season. Coldwater Cardinal girls basketball on the air tonight as the Lady Cardinals open up Smack East play, taking on the Loy Norix Knights. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Coach Quinn Berry, who has been extra busy this week working with the rest of the Coldwater boys basketball teams on their scrimmages getting ready for next Friday, right?
Yeah, we're excited to get started next Thursday and Friday as the boys' season starts. Thursday night home with the JV and freshmen, and then Friday night the varsity on the road with the varsity girls over at Lakeview.
And as we mentioned before, we will be covering more girls' basketball games this year, a total of 14 in addition to all 20 Coldwater Cardinal boys' basketball games. So it's going to be really busy for us.
Yeah, it'll be a busy winter, but nothing wrong with that. And
Doubleheaders every Friday night. We get to stay warm.
Yeah, we get to, and it's going to be a cold weekend. So hopefully everybody can come out tonight and watch this Lady Cardinal team is they try to get their second victory of the season, and we hope to see much improvement from this group of young ladies this year with some good senior leadership.
So, as you mentioned, the Cardinal girls open up on Tuesday night with a 20-point win over Quincy, 57-37, the final score. Our McDonald's player of the game from Tuesday night, Kenzie Galloway, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 block shots. A good chunk of Kenzie's scoring came in the second half.
Well, I talked to Coach Smoker actually last night, and he said, you know, Kenzie got into foul trouble early in the first half, only played about 4 minutes, and he said she just kind of came in that second half, stayed out of foul trouble, and kind of took over the ball game, and was a real difference maker in that second half, Sean.
So Jordan Shirey had 10 points and led the boards with 7. She also had a couple of block shots. Kate Vella coming off the bench and Carly Smoker, one of the starters, 7 points apiece. Megan Scorfar and Michaela Gillette with 4, a developing story. Megan Scorfar won't be playing tonight. You know, tis the season, it's winter. Kids get sick and unfortunately strep throat caught up to her.
Yeah, we've had a lot of kids in and out of practice on all 6 teams this week, freshmen and JV and varsity, both boys and girls, as the flu bug has been going around Coldwater High School.
Knock on wood, you or I don't get caught up in the madness.
Well, we hope not, John.
Well, anyway, it was a night on Tuesday out at Quincy where all but one player managed to crack the scorebook.
Yeah, nice job there for the Cardinals, getting everybody involved that evening, and pretty much led by who we thought would lead them in scoring, you know, with McKenzie and also Jordan Shirey, you know, chipped in with a nice night. So we'll see what happens tonight, and we hope that continues, as that makes it a lot tougher on that defense when everybody's involved.
As we mentioned in the broadcast on Tuesday, Kenzie Galloway led the way last year with 9.2 points. She was the second leading rebounder at 6.5. Jordan Shirey, 5.5 points per game, 7.9 boards a night. Megan Scorfar, 5.6 points a game and 4.6 boards a night. But again, with Megan being sick, everybody else is going to have to step up. Particularly, Kelly Perucci will get the start in the two guard tonight.
Well, Kelly got a lot of playing time a year ago and did a real nice job last year. And I think she'll just step right in. We're not going to see a whole lot of difference. We will miss Megan. There's no doubt about it. She's probably the spark plug of this team night in and night out. But Kelly's she's prepared to do a good job in her place.
Meanwhile, the Loynorex Knights under head coach Clinton Taylor coming in with an 0-1 record. They opened up with a 13-point loss to Portage Northern, 58-45. Aviance Alexander, a girl whose name we've been calling for a couple of years now, she led all scorers with 28 points. She also had four steals. Beyond that, no one else scored more than three, although Kayla DeCucu had 11 rebounds to go with her 3 points.
Well, Alexander was a teammate of Galloway's during summer basketball up in the Kalamazoo area, and Kinsey was looking forward to playing against her tonight, and she was hoping that each of them got to guard each other. But so that'll be an interesting matchup. A nice player. She's been around Loynorex for, what, 2-3 years now?
And yep, she is a junior playing a third year on the varsity.
So that'll be a nice matchup for Kinsey and also the Cardinals tonight.
Oh, as a matter of fact, it turns out that that is the matchup down low between Kinsey Galloway and Avi Alexander.
Yeah, that'll be, we'll just have to see how that materializes. Those two girls, teammates up there in that Kalamazoo AAU team, and got to know each other fairly well.
Oh, we mentioned Kayla DeCucu, 3 points and 11 rebounds. Ariana Yarbrough, 3 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks. Grace Labadie, Haven Johnston with 3 points apiece. Hannah Myers and Champagne Bennett with 2. So, getting into the thick of the Smack East race right away, both Ken Smoker, the head coach for the Cardinals, and Clinton Taylor for the Knights, hoping to see more consistency from some of the bench players. I think more so in the case of the Loynorex Knights, because we know that Avi Alexander is a heck of a player. What type of supporting cast will help her out remains to be seen.
Well, there's no doubt in basketball you got to have alternate scorers out there, because once it gets, you know, people will start double teaming her and some things. She's got to get some help from her teammates.
If you remember last year's Smack East race, Harper Creek winning it all, going 13-1 in the league, 20-2 overall. Loynorex finished fourth in the league, 6-8. And 7-14 overall. Coldwater 4-10 in the East, 7-14 overall.
I look for Coldwater improved greatly on that record this year. You know, Ken Smoker, first year last year, had a real young team, and this year he's got those girls playing a lot better. They've gotten a lot stronger, and they know his system a lot better. So look for those Cardinals to cause some problems in the Smack East. It's going to be tough. Gull Lake's going to be tough. Marshall's going to be tough. But don't count the Cardinals out. And like Coach Smoker said, he doesn't think they're getting a whole lot of respect right now. And that's not all bad. That makes those girls work even harder.
I myself see these Cardinals being in the thick of things in the middle of the Smack East race if they can play up to their potential.
You're exactly right. And if they can stay healthy. Yeah, you know, that's a huge thing in any sport. But, you know, They're deep on the bench, but they're not deep in scores on the bench. And you know, we got to keep Galloway healthy. She, you know, had that wrist injury a year ago, and that's all healed and doing well. And you know, with her healthy, we should be pretty tough.
We're watching the tail end of the JV game. 3:41 left in the fourth quarter. Coldwater with a 31-16 lead. If I remember correctly, the Cardinals scored the first 10-12 points of the game before Loynorex could crack the scoreboard.
Yeah, I think you're right, Sean. I think it was 12-0. And the Cardinals have kind of kept that lead right in there, 12-15 all night long.
Earlier tonight in the freshman game, Coach Amy Van Zee's squad fell to the freshman Knights 35-18. It's a real short scoring summary. Megan Lippert with 14 points, Jenna Beck-Husen with 4. That's all of the 18.
Well, the freshman girls, they got a lot better from the other night when they played Parma. But, you know, it's going to be a long season. It's a learning season for those young ladies. But I think they'll get better as the year goes on, and hopefully we can get a couple of wins after Christmas.
We mentioned the score of the freshman game on Tuesday was 57-8, Western beating Coldwater. But, hey, 10 points better tonight in the loss and holding the opposition to 35 points. That's signs of improvement there.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, those girls weren't real successful as middle school teams. And but again, it's a learning process. And sometimes you have a lot of girls that have played a lot of basketball, and at other times you don't. And we just got to get those girls out and playing, and they'll be fine.
Bonus coverage of the end of the JV girls game before we get underway with the nightcap. See if the Cardinals can finish off Lloyd Norks in the JV game and see if the varsity can pick up their second win of the season and their first in Smack East play tonight.
Well, this JV, this is a good, solid JV team, and King of Crabtree does just a great job coaching with her husband, Scott. And they're really a good addition to Coach Smoker and Randy Soles at the varsity level. And just, you know, real solid coaching staff in their lady program right now. And I just look for this program to continue to get better and better. And, again, 37-16 lead in this ball game. You know, another nice victory for the JV Lady Cards tonight.
Take a look at the series last season on the girls' varsity side between Coldwater and Lloyd Norks. It was a split of the two games. The Lady Cardinals won at Lloyd Norks 51-33 back December of 2012. The rematch saw the Lady Cardinals fall to the Knights 48-41. That was a much closer game than it probably should have been.
Yeah, you know, and I think they surprised them up there. They played some great defense up at Lloyd Norks, if I remember Coach Smoker telling me, and got that victory and hit some shots. And they came down here, and we just didn't play the same ball game we did against them the first time, got knocked off.
Well, coming out of Lloyd Norks' timeout, as we're bringing you bonus coverage of the end of the JV game, the Knights have the ball going from left to right across your radio dial. Pressure just past the center court circle being applied by Peyton Watson, and a five-second call against Lloyd Norks.
Good job there by Peyton. Right in their face there. Got the five-second call. Cardinals take over on the five-second.
Peyton Watson receives the end ball. She'll push it up the floor. Now she'll pull it out between the circles, get it to the right wing to Gabby Seiler. Inside, back to Watson. Scoop shot, finger roller doesn't go in. She gets tied up right away by Tajane Mitchell. The jump ball and possession arrow pointing toward the red and white.
Peyton, the younger sister of Zach, and we all remember Zach Watson from 2-3 years ago, a tremendous point guard for the varsity boys team. Peyton is going to be a good one for the girls here as she continues in her high school career. Just an unbelievable softball player. Fast
Mitchell got the poke away. It's stolen in the backcourt by Coldwater's Mackenzie McGuire. Now back to Peyton Watson. Minute 25 left to play in the JV game. 37-16, 21-point lead. Seiler on their right wing. It's coming back to Watson. The Knights are turning up their man-to-man defense. On the elbow it goes. Now back to Watson up top to the free throw line. Looking, finds Seiler again on the right wing. And 3 seconds in the lane, the call against Coldwater.
Mackenzie McGuire also had an older brother that played varsity basketball, and she's got a younger brother in eighth grade, about 5'10", 5'11", nice ball player in the eighth grade down there. Looking forward to him. Actually, he's in the seventh grade, so tall young man. Plays for Coach Spangler on the A team down there. And
it's kind of unusual to think of Coach Spangler as a basketball coach, but here he is. It's his first year coaching the 7th grade A team.
Oh.
At least in a while.
Yeah, he's coached over the years. And
back to game action. Mackenzie McGuire bumped at the baseline. It's going to be the 7th team foul against Lloyd Norks.
Actually, the young men I have on JVs, a lot of them played for Coach Spangler in the traveling leagues over the years, as I have his son Brendan on my team, and many of the other kids played with him, too, down at the Spies Center in Fort Wayne. Nice to have those young men with the experience that they've had.
McGuire drains the front end of the 1-1. She will get the bonus. Increase Coldwater's lead to 38-16. Coach Crabtree's JV Lady Cards are going to open up with a 2-0 record, 1-0 in the Smack East at the end of the night. The only thing left in doubt here is what the final score is going to be. Miss on the back end, the rebound by Mitchell. Jane Mitchell for the Lloyd Norks Knights. With the ball, top of the key, Peyton Watson picking her up, 25 seconds left in the quarter. Benet Williams launches a three-pointer, and it goes wide right out of bounds back to Coldwater.
I know Coach Crabtree is going to be very happy with the victory, but watching this second half, the Cardinals had a chance just to blow this thing open, but missed a lot of easy shots under the basket.
No, you can't really do that when you go up against some of the other teams in the league.
That's for sure.
Yeah. You know, Lakeview and Harpers and Marshalls of the world.
No, you got to make those because you don't get second chances too often against them.
Double dribble at the half-court line. Turns the ball back over to Loy Norix. Jane Mitchell, high dribble, got away with it. Ball goes inside. It's knocked away from the Knights. Ricochets back to Coldwater. Here comes Peyton Watson with four, with three, with two. Will she take a 30-footer? Nope. We'll just dribble out the clock. Final score of the JV game, 38-16.
Another solid victory for these young lady Cardinals. And Coach Crabtree and her husband Scott as they go to 2-0 on the season.
Well, go ahead and take this two-minute break and bring you a pregame conversation that I had earlier tonight with Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker as we get ready for the varsity contest. It's the Lloyd Norix Knights and the Coldwater Cardinals doing battle, the Smack East opener, the final Smack East opener for these Coldwater Cardinals. We're back in 2 minutes with Ken Smoker. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Halet Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Halet's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Halet. Halet has what you need. Everything. One stop, an 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Halet has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Halet has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Halet. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaletAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
Today's competitive business climate demands that you operate your fleet at peak efficiency. This is Mark Lubberry from Warner Oil. With Pacific Pride, you can take control of your fleet cost. Pacific Pride has over 2,000 sites nationwide, open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. No matter how many trucks you fuel or where you fuel, you'll get just one bill from our office for better fuel accountability. To learn how you can become a frequent fueler, call us or stop by Warner Oil Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. At Warner Oil, we're also your source for heating oil. By using our convenient Keep Full program, you can be sure your family will be warm this winter when it's cold outside. Our Nature's Comfort wood pellet stoves heat up to 2,500 square feet and allow you to supplement your current heating system. For more information, call us at Warner Oil today or stop by our office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street in Coldwater and at Roost Oil at 6651 South Eden Road, Reading.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Our pregame conversation with Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker brought to you by Union Pallet and Container. Recycling your cardboard with Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater can deliver real value to your business and the environment. Recycling one ton of cardboard saves more than 17 trees and eliminates landfill waste. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's cardboard, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. 20-point win at Quincy to start the season. How did the tape review go?
Looking back on the tape, I thought the girls played really well. I think the big difference in the first half, we were unable to match the intensity and effort that the Quincy girls put forward. I thought, you know, I questioned how we played defense, but I thought we did a really good job on the perimeter. Our perimeter players did a really good job of playing defense, but we had some breakdowns in the post area, which we talked about and addressed this week in practice. But I was pleased how it came out. We came back really strong in the second half. Kenzie Galloway's play in the second half was a big key, and hopefully she learned a lesson about getting in early foul trouble, because we really need to have her on the court to help us be successful.
As I went over the scorebook, she picked up the three fouls in the first half, none after that.
Yep, she's learning to keep those hands to herself and play defense with her feet. She has got the perfect body to play defense. She's just got to remember where her hands need to be, and she realizes that. She's going to work on it. She's going to have her hands full tonight. She's going to be guarding their big player, Alexander, and she knows how important, really important it is for her to stay on the floor with us, for us to be successful.
Is that the plan going forward for most of the season, having Kenzie guard the other team's best player?
Well, not necessarily. We do have a young lady who has been defensive MVP by her teammates the last 2 years in Megan Scorefar. So we usually put her on our opponent's toughest perimeter player. Tonight, even if, well, as we know, Megan's not going to be here tonight. She's sick, but this would be Kenzie's defensive assignment anyway because of the height differential. The Alexander girl's 5'11". That'd be a tough matchup for Megan.
Well, going over some of the other highlights of the game, Jordan Shirey had 10 points, and she also had 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. And talk about how the work that you've done with her one-on-one as far as playing the post position has paid off so far.
Well, you know what? She's working a lot harder to get herself open, and that's one thing she didn't do last year. She tended to float quite a bit. We're still working on her being consistent on using some strong post moves, which is still a work in progress, and I'm anticipating her getting better as we go along. She realizes it, and she knows it right away when she doesn't use one of those. But, hey, it's the first game of the year, and tonight's game number 2, and hopefully each day's an improvement.
And then also the nice thing about getting out to such a decent-sized lead, everybody else got a chance to play good minutes, and just about everybody scored. So, you know, kind of a nice feeling after opening night of the season.
It's really nice to get that everybody an opportunity on that first day. You know, you never know as the season progresses if everybody's going to get that opportunity every night, but getting that out of the way to that first night of the season is a great thing because, you know, you get those the nerves out of the way. We had everybody but one person score, and that one girl had 3 good shots, good looks. They just didn't fall for, so I was pleased with how everybody got a chance to contribute.
So tonight, Loy Norick's Knights come into town to open up the Smack East campaign. How do you figure the Smack East race shaking down this year?
Well, I think it's going to be a tough matchup every night we play. We're going to have to come out with a lot of effort and a lot of heart. Marshall is always well coached by Sal Conkle, without a doubt. Gall Lake has quite a few players back from last year, including a transfer from Wisconsin who's already scored over 1,200 points in her career, which is going to make them tough. Lakeview is always strong. Harper Creek won last year. They lost some key players, but they just play some tenacious defense, which makes them a tough game or a tough team to play against every single night. But I don't think we're ever going to have a night, be able to take a night off, period, no matter who we play.
And that's something that you probably emphasized even at halftime of the non-conference game against the cross-county rival, actually getting away from it being a trap game, particularly in the second half.
Well, I just talked about how we had to be more intense. We really had to work harder on defense. Like I said, Quincy came out hard, but the level of competition they provided is not going to be what we're going to see in the Smack East. And unless we were able, in the second half we picked it up, and that's what we needed to do because we have to have that effort every single night. And like I said Monday, if you're going to get in the habit of playing not as hard, it's going to be hard to all of a sudden turn it up the next night. You got to do that every single day, whether you're at practice or in a game.
You talked briefly about Loy Norick's and Aviance Alexander. She scored 28 points in the loss to Portage Northern on Tuesday night. Hopefully it's not just a one-trick pony type of team.
Well, you know what? That girl is one tough basketball player. She can score from the outside behind the arc. She can take it to the basket. She runs the floor. She's going to be a difficult assignment for Kenzie, but as we play, everybody's in charge of defending the ball, so we're going to have to rely on everybody that's on the floor to make sure that she doesn't kill us. But we also can't just lay off other people. So it's going to be a tough chore defensively, but I think the girls realize that, and they're going to be ready to play hard tonight.
Ken Smoker, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals. Best of luck tonight. We'll talk to you afterwards.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
The holidays are upon us, and this season, Culey's Jewelry is ready to make your jewelry wishes come true. Show her you love her forever with a new Infinity Collection available with black, white, or caramel diamonds starting at only $139. Fascinate her with diamond fascination hoop earrings in white, yellow, or rose gold, $149 and up. Culey's is also featuring the sideways cross in necklaces, bracelets, and rings, specially priced for the holidays from only $49. For that special guy in your Christmas list, Culey's carries the new camouflage band in either mossy oak or real tree, or how about a citizen watch engraved with a special message and free batteries for life. With a store full of holiday goodies, Culey's Jewelry has gifts for every budget. Stop in and pick up their special Christmas flyer. Culey's Jewelry, the only jewelry store you need this season, located downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Welcome back to Coldwater High School. Sean Watson, Quinn Berry, Mike Sight. Justin Lopshire, the hardest working man in show business back at the WTVB studios. Our concession to the Canadian content rules, Dylan Linklater will be behind the CCS TV camera tonight for the rebroadcast, which will be coming up next Friday over cable channel 97 and 993 on Charter, cable channel 21 on City One Cable. Split of the 200 classmen games here between Coldwater and Lloyd Norris. We mentioned the Lady Cardinal freshman fell to Lloyd Norris 35-18. Megan Leppert with 14 points. Jenna Beckhusen with 4. In the JV contest, was a 38-16 win for Coldwater against Lloyd Norris. Megan Hope, Stacy Guzzi with 11 points apiece. Peyton Watson and Mackenzie McGuire each had 5.
Nice balanced scoring there for the junior Lady Cards as they went to 2-0 on the season with another solid victory.
The Lady Cardinal freshman dropped to 0-2, but I'm sure they will get their first win of the season sooner rather than later.
I hope so. They're working hard at it, that's for sure.
Well, remember the improvement going from a 57-8 loss on Tuesday to losing tonight 35-18. Cutting the points down by about a third while increasing their scoring output by about double.
Yeah,
more than double.
They did a nice job getting it all back together, and hopefully we'll see that continued improvement under Coach Z, who is filling in this year at this point anyway for Coach Clark.
Yes, and we wish the Clark family all the best as their adoption journey continues.
Yes, we do to that whole family, and hopefully everything works out. And they all get home here real soon.
Amy Van Zee, the first-year freshman coach. She also coached one of the middle school volleyball teams this past fall. Yeah. She is a newly hired teacher over at Lakeland Elementary this year.
Yeah, and Amy also played, I believe, at Olivet. Played basketball up at Olivet for a number of years ago, or a few years ago. I'm not sure how many.
You and I did quite a few Coldwater football games this year, a very successful season as it turned out, and got a little bit of a sneak preview as far as the non-conference opposition that the Coldwater Cardinal football team will face next season as it plays a full schedule in the new Interstate 8 Athletic Conference. That part of the schedule has been finalized just yet, but I can tell you who Coldwater will face in the non-conference games. Can't tell you exactly where those games will be played, but In week one next season, the Cardinals will take on an old Twin Valley foe, the Hastings Saxons.
Oh, wow. That's a nice matchup for us, no doubt about it, Sean. And, you know, Hastings, not really a football powerhouse, but...
Since they moved on to the OK Gold Conference, this last season was an anomaly. They finished 1-8, but the past 4 years, they made trips to the playoffs.
So. Yeah, they had, but not a traditional power, but that'll be a good matchup, really. It will be. Glad to hear that.
And then in week 9, the Coldwater Cardinals will take on another old Twin Valley foe, an old school Twin Valley foe, the Adrian Maples.
Oh, wow, that's two good foes.
Adrian actually has dropped down to being a Class B size.
Well, you did catch me. You did catch me. You said you were going to surprise me, and those are two surprise schools. But very good competition for the Cardinals. And, you know, we talk about that football season this year, and I think you're going to see that carry right on over into this winter months here with all the sports. What a nice season, a football season we had.
Well, it was a nice fall sports season,
yes,
overall.
Overall it was, exactly. Tennis was successful. Girls golf was successful. Soccer had another great year. And, you know, just a lot of good things to come this winter.
Well, when the football season starts in 2014, there will be one familiar face that will no longer be patrolling the sidelines at Lakeshore High School. In a press conference today at Lakeshore, Denny Dock, the longtime head coach at Stevensville Lakeshore, announced his retirement.
Well, that's, you know, you never like to see good people retire like that, but he has put a lot of effort in over the years over there, and had much success over there, and we do wish him well. And as you mentioned to me earlier tonight, that he was going to remain as their softball coach, and we know they have a great softball program over there too.
Well, let me toss out some of the numbers. Denny Dock has coached football for 33 years, 26 of them at Stevensville Lakeshore. His Lakeshore teams had accumulated record of 209 wins and 64 losses, 12 conference championships, 8 district titles, 5 regional championships. 18 times the Lancers have qualified for the state football playoffs, including the last 16 in a row, which included actually kind of a close call for them. They only beat Coldwater by the 7 points in the pre-district this season.
Yeah, that was they went quite a ways in the state finals this year. But what a nice way to retire, and you know, and hopefully for him and his family, he gets a little more family time. And but what a successful coach he has been with those kind of numbers.
Here's some more numbers: the 263 wins that Coach Dock accumulated, 15th in high school football history in the state, and as the softball coach for the Lancers, 6 state championships in 95, 97, 98, 2004, 2010, and 2011.
You know, and he'd probably be the first one to tell you this. I had a lot of great athletes, but great athletes are made through good, solid coaching, and he sure has done a nice job with that over the years in both the men and women's programs.
Coach Dock's previous stops before he went on to Lakeshore, he coached at Hartford and Dowagiac, and before he left each of those schools, he took them to the playoffs.
Wow. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing coach.
Now, one of the things that he actually cited is that football is really becoming a year-long coaching occupation, as I'm sure the many times that you've talked with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar the past couple of years, he's learning that too.
Well, coaching in general is becoming a full season, full year-round, whether it be in any of the major sports anyway, and whether it be baseball or basketball or football. Softball, they're just soccer. Soccer's Coach Delaney, I know, puts a ton of time in during the summer months, it just is. It's a lot tougher than it was, a lot different than it was 15, 20 years ago.
And you can definitely vouch for that too.
Oh yeah, Coach Kelly, I know, you know, him and I put in a lot of hours and over the summer and in the fall working with individual kids and trying to make the program better. And Coach Kelly does a great job with that, as did Coach Stevens for a number of years here, and Coach Hammer, and
Culp?
No, Culp. You know, we've been very fortunate. Coach Andrus on the girls' side a number of years, you know, and
two different
Coach
sets.
Howard. And boy, I'll tell you what, you know, those people are valuable to your community. There's no doubt about it.
We'll go ahead and take this break and be back with the starting lineups and the opening tip for tonight's game. Varsity girls basketball between the Loyne Oryx Knights and the Coldwater Cardinals coming up. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad. More than a step, a leap. Not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales.
Merry Christmas, Angels.
Merry Christmas, Al.
Angels, the holidays are a great time to tell all the customers how much we appreciate their business.
We're on it, Al.
As 2013 comes to an end, we want to thank all of our customers for your business this year, and we look forward to seeing you in 2014.
Happy holidays!
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater, or online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Bobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game between the Loyne Oryx Knights and the Coldwater Cardinals. Varsity girls basketball from here at Coldwater High School. For the visiting Loyne Oryx Knights, 0-1 under head coach Clinton Taylor, and I have been told that he did actually finally make it here to the CHS gym.
He got here about 15 minutes ago, so just in time.
Just in time. So the backcourt will consist of Aviance Alexander. She is a 5'10 junior, and Champagne Bennett, a 5'5 junior. Up front, Ariana Yarbrough, a 5'9 sophomore, and Haven Johnston, a 5'9 sophomore. In the middle, Kayla DeCucu, she is a 6-foot senior, and one of just two seniors on this year's squad for the Loyne Oryx Knights.
Still a young squad.
For the Coldwater Cardinals, 1-0 under head coach Ken Smoker. We mentioned a slightly different lineup due to Megan Scorfar having to sit out due to illness. The backcourt will consist of Kendall Galloway, 5'4 sophomore, and Kelly Peruki getting her first start of the season. She is a 5'6 senior. Up front, Kenzie Galloway, 6-foot senior, and Carly Smoker, 5'10 junior. In the middle, Jordan Shirey, she is a 6-foot senior. Once we get underway, the Cardinals will move from left to right across your radio dial in their home whites with the red numerals and black trim. Loyne Oryx in their road navy blues with the white numerals and white and silver trim. On our Facebook and Twitter pages, you'll see a picture of the brand new scoreboards here at Coldwater High School, funded thanks to a generous donation from Century Bank and Trust. They just finished installing them this afternoon, literally.
Yeah, they did. Beautiful new scoreboards. In fact, I'm not sure everything's working yet. The players and points aren't working yet.
It's basically the side panels. It's a big learning curve. Scott Carpenter and Margo Boyd over at the scorer's table, they're basically learning by doing tonight right now.
And they'll catch on quickly. But hey, what about the Cardinals' new warm-up, Sean? Aren't those nice? The new striped pants and... Other than being the Indiana Hoosier colors, looks pretty good over there.
It will be Kayla DeCucu and Kenzie Galloway jumping at center circle. The tip is won by Coldwater. Here we go. It's Bounce pass from Kendall Galloway. Shirey looking for Kenzie Galloway. Too hot of a pass. Went through her hands. It's picked up by Haven Johnston for Loy Norks.
Good back cut there by Kenzie. Just couldn't quite corral that pass.
A little too much mustard on that pass.
Yeah.
Dribble drive by Ariana Yarbrough. Lost the ball. Trying to get the ball to a teammate. It's still loose on the ground. Picked up by Coldwater. Here comes Kendall Galloway. She pulls back from the attempt at the fast break. Here comes a dribble drive by Kenzie Galloway off the glass. No good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of the Knights. Coldwater will get it back just 34 seconds into the game.
Kenzie coming out here early with a lot of energy. Good to see.
Floats the ball to younger sister Kendall. Now comes back inside Jordan Shirey. Despite a triple team behind her, turns around, shoots, left it just a little bit short. The rebound by Yarbrough. Here comes Avi Alexander. She scored 28 points on Tuesday against Portage Northern. Nobody else scored more than three, unfortunately, in the 13-point loss that the Knights suffered at the hands of the Huskies. A shot from the free throw line by Bennett, short. Rebound putback doesn't go in for Haven Johnston, but she draws a foul. She'll go up for two.
Foul there by Kelly Peruki on the shot. Cardinals not. Coach Smoker egging him on to do a better job boxing out as the offensive rebound really hurt there.
First of two from Haven Johnston. Went wide right. It remains scoreless. 7:01 left in the first quarter.
Way right. Way right on that one.
Just trying to give her a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Not much.
Yeah, second, she corrected it.
I was going to say it looked a whole heck of a lot better than the first one. Cardinals break the press. Kenzie Galloway wide open. Three from the right corner. 3-1. Coldwater with her first lead of the night. 6:50 left to play in the first quarter. That's how you break a press.
That's for sure.
Dribble drive other end of the floor. The runner doesn't go in for Loy Norks. Rebounded. Smoker had it. Gets it to Kenzie Galloway. Stopping and popping. Got it blocked by Yarbrough, who was guarding her. Yarbrough has the ball.
A little quick with that shot for Kenzie. Just a lot of energy there. A nice steal.
Kenzie Galloway has numbers. The layup, good. It's Kenzie Galloway 5 and Loy Norks 1. 6:17 and counting left to play in the first quarter. She's picking up where she left off Tuesday night against Quincy.
Sure is. That second half against Quincy, she was tough.
Here's a dribble drive by Alexander. A shot from 5. Right baseline is good. 5-3. Norks trails by 2, 5:58 left to play in the quarter. Kendall Galloway to Smoker, get it up top to Jordan Shirey. Not her natural position. Now Peruki to Kenzie. Get it to sister Kendall on the right corner. Now back up top to Kenzie. The Loy Norks Knights are starting at man-to-man defensively. Jumper went wide left for Kendall Galloway, right into the awaiting arms of Avi Alexander. She stops and pops on the left wing for 3. It's a brick. Comes right to Kenzie Galloway. 2-on-1 break. Nice pass to Kelly Peruki. Stops and scores.
Real nice pass ahead there by Kenzie Galloway. Peruki reeled that one in. 2 points.
You know what? Peruki almost ran out of bounds and into the locker room. She wasn't quite expecting that pass, but she gets it in and gives the Cardinals a 7-3 lead. Trouble on the right wing. A turnover by the Knights. Kenzie Galloway gets the ball from her sister. Turns around, the reverse shot. Oh, good. How about that rebound putback? No good. Whistle, and we're going to get our first jump ball of the night. Possession arrow pointing toward the Loy Norks Knights, and we're going to get our first substitution. Cherish Davis comes in. Now, in the roster, her given name is Jejane, but she prefers to go by Cherish. She is a 5'5 junior.
Tell you, Kenzie would have made that shot. That would have been a miracle.
7-3 Coldwater with 4:43 and counting left to play in the quarter. I think Cherish Davis looks shorter than 5'5. What
yeah,
do you think?
She's not very big.
Well, she turns the ball over. Here comes Kelly Peruki. Trailing from behind is Ariana Yarbrough. Gets the ball to Carly Smoker. Her shot may have been blocked. Ball down on the ground. Yarbrough and Peruki fighting for it. It's loose. It's picked up.
Say one thing about Peruki. She'll get on the floor after the ball.
Pass tip to Alexander on the right wing. Now running the curl, stopping and popping from inside the line. Count it and one.
Good,
Jordan Shirey guilty of a foul, her first, team second. Haruki out and Caitlin Bella coming in. Bella, 5'5 senior. After the made bucket by Alexander, 7-5, the Cardinals lead could be 7-6 if Alexander finishes the three-point play, and she does. Quickly up the floor, here's Kenzie Galloway, right baseline, the floater, good! You may remember in the pregame interview, Coach Ken, you may have even brought it up too, how Kenzie Galloway and Avi Alexander were teammates on an AAU team this summer.
Yeah, they were.
Double team on the right blocks, jump ball, and the Cardinals are going to get it.
Good job by Kenzie with a help defense over there, and she tied
it. Shirey was in there as well.
But yeah, Kenzie and Alexander, teammates up in the Kalamazoo on the same team up there.
Ashante Hale-Sandifer in for the Loy Norix Knights. She is a 5'9 freshman. Knights showed a 2-3 zone. Here is Kenzie Galloway around to Kendall, and now Kate Vella throws the ball back to Kenzie, right corner. Fake the three, now back to Kate Vella, dribble driving, left baseline. The runner is short, ball off of Shirey's hands. Oh, it looks like they will say it was off of Haven Johnston. Well,
nope.
It will be night ball. Shirey was cracking the ball down before it went out of the gym. Timeout is going to be called. It's a 30-second timeout by the Knights. We'll take time as well. 3:30 left in the first quarter, 9-6 Coldwater. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Hi, this is Dawn Heisler, nurse administrator from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In working with the Drew's family for the last 16 years, we know that making decisions regarding assisted living can be very difficult. Our staff has been trained to assist our residents and care for them as part of the extended Drew's family. We have created an environment of trust, care, and hospitality in this community that we can all be proud of. Call us today at 278-9494-4A2R. We look forward to helping you make Drew's Place your choice for assisted living.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater Cardinals with 9 points. The Loy Norix Knights with 6, 3:30 left to play in the first quarter. It's night ball coming out of Coach Clinton Taylor's first time out of the game.
Cardinals in their man-to-man.
Avi Alexander on the right elbow, moves to the left side, the runner short, loops ball picked up by Alexander, forces up a shot in front of a double team, that one's short. Cardinals come up with the ball, Shirey to Vella. Vella pushing the ball up the floor, left sideline, where you haven't seen much of a press from the Knights. Three-pointer by Kenzie Galloway, wide right, rebound put back, high off the glass, no good for Shirey. How about a third chance? Nope. Shirey fighting for the ball, pokes it away from Avi Alexander. She tracks it down. Here she comes from right to left across your radio dial.
Cardinals with a couple good chances to get putbacks on the offensive rebounds. Just didn't do it.
Here's a runner on the weak side. Doesn't go in for Ariana Yarbrough, but she'll go up for two. Bella picking up her first foul, team third. No fouls whistled against the Knights yet.
Yarbrough to the line, I believe, for two shots here.
The clock has stopped at 2:43 left in the first quarter. First one from Yarbrough is down, is up. That was about as ugly as the attempt by Haven Johnston earlier.
Yeah.
This time going wide left. Smoker out and Shelby Bowers in for Coldwater, 5'11 junior. Second of two from Yarbrough. Looks good, and it is good. Hannah Myers checks in for Loy Norix. She is a 5'6 junior. The Knights are setting up in a 2-3 zone. Here comes Kendall Galloway to the left wing to Bella. Swing it around. Bowers inside. Wide open, Shirey. She turns around, shoots, and scores from the low left blocks.
Great job again in the offense on against that 2-3 zone there.
11-7, Coldwater, 2:24 and counting left to play in the quarter. Here's Alexander, the runner, stops in front of a double team. It's short. She gets her own rebound and back the ball out to the right corner. Launches a triple, drains a triple. That's 8 points now for Avi Alexander. 8 of Loy Norix's 10 points, and Timeout called by Coldwater head coach Ken Smoker. We're going to keep it here. 2:08 left to play in the first quarter. It's now 11-10. Knights trail the Cardinals by just one.
Coach Smoker not liking the team defense out there. He's not really upset with anybody guarding Alexander as much as it is just making sure they play good team basketball and then box out when once that shot's taken. That's a big problem right there.
Avi Alexander is the type of player that you can't really completely contain. You can just only hope to slow her down and make sure you contain everybody else out on the floor for the Knights.
Yeah, and when she does miss, you can't let her get that rebound. That's the big thing. You got to keep the Knights off the boards. And so far, the Cardinals given up four or five offensive rebounds that have given them second chances.
Cross-court lob from Kenzie Galloway to Vella. Back to Galloway. Kenzie trying to look for Shirey, but it was intercepted by Yarbrough. Here comes Alexander lofting the ball to the front row of the Cardinal Crazies.
Got a decent student section tonight for our first home game here.
Really interesting times over at Quincy. Of course, the game that the Quincy girls are playing out at Mendon. Nothing can happen over at Quincy High School because of the continued repair of the gas leak near the school buildings.
Yeah, see, they were closed today. And mm-hmm. Did they have home games tonight?
Nope, it was at Mendon tonight.
Okay.
11-10 back here. Coldwater leading Loy Norix. Bowers trapped on the left corner. Ball comes around to Kendall Galloway. Now Vella wide open left wing three. Off the back of the rim. Alexander with a rebound. One and done for Coldwater. Knights want to run. Here's Alexander on the left wing being guarded by Kenzie Galloway. Up top it comes to Hannah Myers. Being guarded by Vella. Vella trying to poke the ball away. No dice. Myers looking for someone inside. Ricocheted off of Kenzie Galloway. Picked up by Alexander. Her three-pointer is short. Vella with a rebound ahead to Kendall Galloway. Trying to run the one-on-two break. Ball slapped away by a trailing Janessa Bogan. Coldwater gets the ball back. We will see Michaela Gillette relieve Kendall Galloway for the remaining minute two of the first quarter. Gillette, a 5'4 junior, 11-10. Coldwater with a one-point lead. The inbound to Shelby Bowers overshot it. Doggone it.
Shelby with a nice look there. It's a little hard.
Here's a three-pointer. It is good for Hannah Myers, and the Loy Norix Knights have their first lead since they scored the first bucket of the game, 13-11, 44 seconds left in the quarter. Bounce pass to Kenzie Galloway, trying to answer for three. No good. Rebound put back.
Oh.
Goes in for Gillette.
Gillette, the littlest girl on the floor with a big rebound there.
13-13 stalemate. 30 seconds left in the quarter. See if the Knights play for the final shot of the quarter. Myers, bounce pass. Turnaround shot and the score for Janessa Bogan, who checked in. Knights retake the lead. 15-13. Bogan is a 5'7 sophomore for the Knights. Here's Gillette on the high right blocks.
Oh.
How about that blaster? Back and forth we go. 15-15 tie. 7 seconds left in the quarter. Here come the Knights. Alexander, left wing. Kenzie Galloway guarding her. Shoots over Kenzie for three. Off the rim. No good as the buzzer sounds. Ending quarter number one with a 15-15 stalemate. Coldwater Cardinals and Loy Norix Knights. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Christmas is closer than you think. Good thing Meijer has the name brands you want for your holiday shopping. There's something for everyone. For the hardcore gamer on your list, we've got the hottest video games and gaming systems like Xbox and PlayStation. And for the tech lover, there's exciting tablets from Kindle. And of course, for the kids, we have the season's most popular toys like Barbie, Lego, Monster High, and more. All at low Meijer prices. So get something for everyone on your list at Meijer.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson highlights some of the things that he observed at this past weekend's MHSAA 11-player football finals out at Coors Field.
Oh, a good solid quarter of girls basketball there for both these teams as they ended up 15-15.
Lloyd Norris will get the ball to start the second quarter. As you mentioned, a 15-15 tie. Hannah Myers had the pass knocked away by Shelby Bowers. The Knights will get it back. But before we get play back underway, Cherish Davis comes out. Ariana Yarborough back in. Quickly, Kelly Peruki with two. Kenzie Galloway with seven. Jordan Shirey with two. Michaela Gillette with four for the Coldwater Cardinals as they get the ball back. Avi Alexander with eight for Loy Norks. Hannah Myers with a triple. Ariana Yarborough and Haven Johnston with free throws. And Janessa Bogan with two. Shelby Bowers on the left baseline, doubled up. They forced her to travel as she slid.
Shelby saw Jordan Shirey in there wide open, just couldn't quite get her the ball and ended up walking with it on the pass.
Now there was a quick double team sandwiching her as well. So competing turnovers, 15-15 tie, a shot over the bucket by Loy Norks, whistle, and a foul against the Knights.
Their first foul?
First, yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Four foul. No, just three fouls up on the board for Coldwater, and that is the first one against the Knights, against Hannah Myers. She'll come out.
Knights fall into that 2-3 zone.
It's been giving the Cardinals some troubles here since they switched to it.
Cardinals just got to be patient a little bit.
Kenzie Galloway, left corner triple. That's 10 now for Kenzie, 18 for the Cardinals. They retake the lead, 18-15. Knights try to answer with Champagne Bennett on the left wing. Get it right wing to Ariana Yarborough. Moves the free throw line. Getting it inside to Bogan. Clogged up. Now back out to Yarborough. Pressure coming from Gillette. Now back to Alexander between the circles. Launches a triple at the top of the key. Clunks off the front of the rim. Bella with a rebound ahead. Looking for Gillette. It's intercepted. Avi Alexander was just a little bit quicker. Running the fast break, a shot, and a short miss by Yarborough. Rebound putback does go in, though, for the Knights.
Alexander was in the right place there.
Now that's 11 for Alexander, and the Knights trail by one, 18-17, 6:30 left in the quarter. Kate Vella, just inside the free throw line, gives the ball up to the Knights. They want to run with Avi Alexander, blowing by Michaela Gillette. Overshot the ball, though. Rebound put back, no. How about a third chance? This time it goes for Alexander.
Whew. Offensive rebounds just killing the Cardinals right now.
19-18, the Knights have retaken the lead. 6:06 left to play in the half. And another turnover. Turnovers are killing the Cardinals, too.
Yep.
Here comes Ariana Yarborough, coast to coast. And she scores her first bucket of the game. I expect another turnover and bucket, and Coach Ken Smoker may want to call another timeout here. Cardinals having trouble with the 2-3 zone that the Knights are showing. They trail by three as a result, 21-18. Another turnover. Here comes Avi Alexander. Alexander to the right wing. Three ball is an air ball. Rebound by DeCucu underneath. Gets the ball back out to Champagne Bennett. 17-footer goes 19, and the ball finally goes out of bounds off the Knights. Coldwater gets it back. We'll see Carly Smoker and Kendall Galloway back in for the Cards, and Haven Johnston back in for Loy Norks. We're also going to see Morgan Howard spelling Jordan Shirey for a little bit. Howard, a 5'9 junior.
Jordan just getting a little bit tired out there. Needs a couple-minute break here.
With all this running and gunning that's been happening in this game, can you blame coaches wanting to give her a break? Howard two-timed on the right blocks. She does draw the foul, though.
Knight staying at 3-2. Got another sub here.
We'll get Kelly Peruki back in. We're leaving Michaela Gillette. So
good minutes for Michaela tonight.
A foul was whistled against Cherish Davis, her first team second. On the set play, a shot and a score. Who got that?
Smoker with a nice shot there. Nice two-pointer.
Cardinals draw to within one, 21-20. Clock moving, 5:05 left in the first half. Bennett Moving to the free throw line, get it out to the left wing. Long two is another air ball for Haven Johnston. Whistle and a foul in the battle for the rebound right baseline.
Kelly Peruki.
That is her second foul. Team fouls even at four apiece. The Knights will get it underneath their bucket to our left. 4:56 left in the quarter. They lead by one, 21-20. Whistle and another foul. The Knights are going to go to shoot a pair.
Morgan Howard picking up that shooting foul. As DeCucu will go to the line for two.
Well, we've seen her the past couple of years, too. She spells her name D-E-K-O-E-K, K-O-E-K, but it is pronounced DeCucu. It's a very Dutch-derived name. She misses on the front end of this two-shot trip to the charity stripe. It remains 21-20. Knights lead the Cardinals.
Cardinals got a box out here.
Another miss. Loose ball collected by Howard. And the ball knocked away from Kendall Galloway. The Cardinals will get it back.
Howard with a good box out. Got that rebound there.
Kendall Galloway to Peruki. On the weave it comes to Kenzie Galloway. Her shot from the left corner for three was blocked. It goes out of bounds back to the Loy Norix Knights as Avi Alexander comes back into the lineup. For 40 left to play in the first half, it's Loy Norix 21, Coldwater 20.
Cardinals staying man-to-man.
Alexander dribble driving to the right side, clogged up by Kenzie Galloway. Now get it back outside. Yarborough shoots a 17-footer. No good, but the rebound putback does go in for Haven Johnston. Now the Knights lead by three, 23-20. Ahead, the ball comes to Kenzie Galloway. Double team at the right elbow and a pokeaway steal by Yarborough. Yarborough's just been a pest on defense for the Knights. Her pass to a wide-open Champagne Bennett. It's good plus one for her.
Well, the Knights right now are just they're playing real hard on the defensive end and just running the court, getting a lot of easy shots.
Harley Smoker picking up her first foul, team fifth. Jordan Shirey back into the Coldwater lineup. Howard comes to the bench. Currently 25-20 Knights with 4:08 left to play in the first half. Could be a six-point lead if Champagne Bennett finishes on a three-point play. Bounce, she can't. Rebounded by Kenzie. Check that Shirey throws the ball to Kendall Galloway. In traffic to Peruki, wide open. Kenzie Galloway blocked from behind. Ariana Yarbrough is going to be assessed the foul, though.
Kenzie Galloway going to go to the line for two.
Her nice first trip pass to the free throw line tonight. Well, the foul is going to be assessed against Kayla DeCucu, her first, team third. Well, Kenzie Galloway, first of two, drains it. She has 11 of Coldwater's 21 points right now. DeCucu to the bench for Loy Norix. Ashanti Hale-Sandifer in for her. Doesn't really play like a freshman, does she? Second of two is good for Kenzie Galloway. The night lead has been cut to three, 25-22. 3:53 left to play in the first half. Here is Champagne Bennett moving to the top of the key, trying to get the ball to Ariana Yarborough. Crosses the half-court line, falls out of bounds, over and back. No matter how you slice it, the Cardinals are going to get the ball back.
Cardinals get the ball back on the turnover.
I know you're trying to multitask at the same time, trying to service or help out some of your players, aren't you?
Not very good right now.
Well, Kendall Galloway for three. Top of the key, off the back of the rim, whistle and a foul on the battle for the rebound, and we're going to take it the other way, it looks like. Team seventh against the Cardinals, and Kelly Peruki just picked up her third, so decision time for head coach Ken Smoker.
Actually, they got four fouls up there. I'm not sure if that's right, but
That is, in fact, Peruki's third. I told
but
you.
But I had her for us three, so.
It's kind of like I said before. It's a learning curve with this new scoreboard and the controller. Hannah Myers back in for Loy Norix. Ashanti Hale-Sandifer getting ready to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Bounces off the back of the rim. Does not go in. Smoker with the rebound. Vella to the left wing to Kendall Galloway. 25-22. The Knights lead by three. Kendall for three. Rolls off the hoop. Rebound put back. Waltz it in. That's Kenzie Galloway.
Kenzie with a big offensive rebound to put back, keeping the Cardinals within one.
25-24, Knights lead by one. On the drive to the bucket, Yarborough blocked by Shirey. Shirey is going to be assessed her second foul.
Literally blocked by Shirey there.
It's like she was throwing a pick out there in the middle of the lane. Ariana Yarborough back to the free throw line for two. Clock stopped with 3:10 left in the half. Front end bounces off the back of the rim. Shelby Bowers coming in for Coldwater. Jordan Shirey comes to the bench. Meanwhile, Janessa Bogan rotates in for Haven Johnston. Clinton Taylor, the head coach of the Knights, showing the depth of his bench here. Second one rattles home for Yarborough. She splits the pair. The lead back up to two, 26-24 for the Knights. Kendall Galloway finding Bowers. Bounce pass out. Kenzie for three. Air ball from the right corner. Right to the arms of Avi Alexander. Under 3 minutes left. Long throw to Ariana Yarborough. I'm not sure how she was able to keep the ball in bounds. Getting tied up by the Cardinals, and the possession are pointing back to the red and white.
Carly Smoker there, tied the Knight player up there.
2:48 left to play in the first half, 26-24. Cardinals trail by two. They turn the ball over off a bad pass. Here comes Ariana Yarborough. Long throw ahead to Avi Alexander. She left it short. Kenzie with a rebound for Coldwater. Here comes Kenzie Galloway.
Oh.
Looking for Kate Vella. It's an ugly-looking pass that was picked up in the backcourt by Bogan. Throws the ball to Smoker. Here comes Vella. One-on-two break. Trying to blow by Alexander. No, you can't really do that. Get it out to Smoker. Kenzie to Kendall. Right corner. Wide open three. Nope. Avi Alexander lets the ball go out of bounds, knowing that her Knights will get it back with 2:11 left in the half. The Knights lead by two, 26-24.
Yeah, sure, Cardinal coach Ken Smoker wants this game to be this quick. I think he'd like the girls to slow it up just a touch.
A deflection and a steal by Kendall Galloway. She better not miss the layup here. She did. Avi Alexander with the rebound, trying to poke the ball away from her is Kenzie Galloway. Here's Hannah Myers with the ball. Left wing three is wide right, rebounded by Bowers. And right away, Vella's tied up. No, she drew the foul. Or did she draw the foul?
No, she drew the foul there. Good job of Kate, ripping that ball away from the Lloyd Marks Knight.
Yarborough picking up the foul. That is her first. I have five team fouls up for the Knights. Do you?
That's what I got.
They got four up on the board. Again, it's that learning curve that we talked about. At least the score is correct. Unfortunately, the Cardinals trail the Knights 26-24. Three-pointer by Kate Vella. Short. She short-armed that one. Avi Alexander with a rebound. The Knights currently lead by two. I think the biggest lead that they've had was, what, four, five?
Yeah, five, I believe.
Alexander on the weave. The runner does not go in. She draws a foul. She'll go up for two. Clock is stopped with a minute 16 left to play in the first half.
Kenzie Galloway picking up her first, I believe, tonight.
First of two from Avi Alexander shimmies in. That is now 14 points for Avi Alexander. 13 points for her counterpart on the Cardinal side, Kenzie Galloway. A miss on the back end. Her first miss in the free throw line for Avi Alexander, 27-24. A steal, though, by the Knights. Vanessa Boggan trying to pass it to the right wing. It was knocked away by Coldwater. The Knights will get it back. Minute 10 left to play in the half. 27-24. They lead by three. And the inbound comes to Yarborough. Draws a foul on the drive on the baseline.
Coldwater foul, number 22, Kendall
Kendall Galloway picking up her first foul. 10 team fouls up on the board for Coldwater. It's double bonus time for the Knights. Back to the free throw line for Yarborough. 50% on the night, 2 of 4. An ugly miss and a decent take on the back end has been her history. Nice. Oh, this is an ugly make here. Randleton went through like a horse pill.
Got the first one to go in.
28-24, the Knights lead by 4, minute 8 left in the half. Second one is down and that's up. And that was a perfect looking free throw there. Knights lead by 5. Here's Kendall Galloway. Get it to Smoker on the left wing. Cross court to Kenzie Galloway. Now get it back up top to Bella. Free throw line to Bowers, looking for a cutter inside. Smoker couldn't haul it away. Players tangling up with each other. The Knights retain possession. Here comes Avi Alexander. Moving to the baseline left side. The runner doesn't go in. Rebounded by Smoker, and she draws a foul from Kayla DeCucu. That battle underneath the bucket.
Got DeCucu right on her back that time with a good box out.
DeCucu picks up her second foul.
43.7 seconds to go.
Just the 15th foul against the Knights, according to the scoreboard. We have 6. Might be academic as we count down to the end of the half. 33 seconds left in it. Lloyd Norix leads Coldwater 29-24. And for the first time in this game, the Cardinals are slowing things down.
Yeah, they're going to do a good decision here. Just get the last shot. If you make it, you're within... You're either within 2 or within 3. If you miss, you go in the locker room down 5.
Now they're running the offense. Here is Kate Vella on the right wing with 10 seconds left. Kenzie Galloway trying to take the backdoor cut. Double team closed in on her. Cross court looking for Kendall at top of the key. Stolen by Cherish Davis ahead to Avi Alexander with 2, with 1. Runner doesn't go in as the horn sounds. After one half of girls basketball from here at Coldwater High School varsity action, the Lloyd Norix Knights lead the Coldwater Cardinals 29-24. It's halftime, and the halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title, located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. We'll take this one-minute break, bring you this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, and then back here with the numbers. 29-24, Knights lead Coldwater at the half. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Girls Basketball on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Things That I Saw. I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you what I saw next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Watching more football games in 2 days than some people watch in an entire season, you're bound to see many of the things that make high school sports special. And that certainly was the case as I observed the proceedings of last weekend's MHSAA 11-player finals at Ford Field. My first shout-out goes out to the Muskegon High School Marching Band. That's right, the Marching Band. The Big Red Band's halftime show included your multitude of kids resplendent in their nifty black uniforms, and And of course, it's not unusual to see some cheerleaders in the mix, but what caught my eye was a young man clad in a red shirt and white pants playing in the very front row. Sophomore lineman Avery Stone didn't get into the Division II championship game against Birmingham Brother Rice, but that didn't keep him off the field as he was with his other teammates in the horn section of the band as it made its contribution to the proceedings. And it's not the first time I've seen this from Muskegon when the school has made the trip to Ford Field. I recall a tuba player a year or two ago, and all I can say is hats off to everybody at that school who realizes that the high school experience is about students being able to partake of everything that's available. I've heard over the years of too many horror stories, coaches fighting over the athletic services of the young people for their teams. Here's a school that's working to service its young people to make them more well-rounded. And there was history made in a big way in the Division IV title tilt as Marine City's Olivia Vinny became the first female to score points in a championship game and write her name into the all-time record books another three times in the Mariners' win over Grand Rapids South Christian. The 5-1 sophomore connected on 7 of 7 point-after-touchdown kicks to tie the finals game record in that category. And with that kind of accuracy, Vinny capped off a season where she set a school record for PAT kicks with 61, which also places her in the top 25 in a single season on the all-time MHSAA lists. Well, one book opens, another book closes. Ford Field was the last stop in the coaching career of Birmingham Brother Rice's Al Fracassa, and his Warriors gave him a storybook ending with a win in the Division II title game. Fracassa coached high school football in Michigan for 57 years, three as an assistant in Flint at Old Mandeville High School and then at Rochester High, and then 54 years as a head coach at Royal Oak Shrine and Brother Rice, finishing his career with 430 wins, a state record, but with many more victories in shaping the lives of the young men that he worked with. Another story continued, that of Ithaca High School, which won a 4th straight Division VI crown and ran its winning streak to 56 games, tied with Iowa City Regina for the best in the nation. The Yellow Jackets are still chasing the all-time Michigan winning streak of 72 games, held by the legendary Hudson Tigers of the late 60s through the mid-70s. And even though for the second straight year, Detroit Loyola fell in the Division VII championship game to Ishpeming, perspective won out over frustration in the post-game press conference when the Loyola players were asked about what it felt like to lose again. Junior linebacker Darryl Clemens stepped up, said he wanted to answer the question, and summed it up by saying, "I would say there are no losers in this game. You win or you learn. Today we learned." Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
This holiday season, find unique gifts for the pet lovers on your list at Nottawa Gas Company. For bird lovers, you'll find eco-friendly bird feeders and nest boxes made from recycled materials, bird bath heaters, and seed. Delight dog and cat lovers with toys and treats, leashes and collars, even grain-free treats and pet food. If you're not sure what to give, Nottawa Gas offers gift certificates. Nottawa Gas, just south of Tekonsha on US 27 or on N66 in Nottawa, or shop online at Nottawa Gas. Dot com.